Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Boy, has this show gone by fast. It has been a very interesting, I think somewhat provocative one. The subject has been, if not now, when? And we had terrific guests in Pastor Drew Sams and Julie Spira, the cyber dating expert. I've had a great deal of fun, and I've enjoyed playing the Christmas music for you. I hope you've enjoyed the Christmas bumpers we've had as well. As a reminder, you can email me any questions at bruce@brucesallen.com. You can also tweet me at Bruce Allen. That did sound like a little not so appropriate, tweet me, but please do it nicely. You can also join, and I hope you would, my Facebook page, which is A Dad's Point of View on Facebook. I think the correct terminology is to like it. As a parent, by the way, I do believe if you're not on Facebook, you should be if you have kids that are on Facebook. And my very important tip regarding that is you want to get your kids to friend you, as they say on Facebook. And if you're able to get them to allow you to be their friend, the very important secret tip is you never, ever comment or post anything on their profile. And the reason is not because they will care, but their friends will care. So that is my Facebook tip as a parent. You observe, you learn, you watch, you see what they do, you see who their friends are. And that's one of the many things you need to know about what is going on in the world of the internet. You cannot hide and you cannot not know what's going on, especially when some of your kids are not bringing friends over. One of the only ways you will know what your kids are doing is by monitoring their internet activity. And yes, you might say it's an invasion of their privacy, but it is better than finding out that they're doing drugs or, God forbid, that they're in the hospital because of some kind of overdose. These things happen all the time. So you have to be a proactive parent, and I am urging that you do that. And sometimes being a proactive parent means you're not their best friend. And that is another problem of parenting. A lot of parents want to be their kids' buddies. And being their buddy isn't being their best parent. And I want you to be their best parent so that you are taking care of them and you are raising them. So a little bit of lecturing, forgive me, at the end of the show. Reviewing a little bit of what we talked about. If not now, when means those important things that you want to do for yourself and your family, do now. As Pastor Drew admitted and revealed to his credit, he believes that he has not had the relationship he wants with his father. And he's learned from various seminars that he's gone to that if you don't act on something you want to do within 48 hours, it just starts going away. It starts being something you procrastinate on and don't do. So he made a sort of promise on air publicly that he's going to get in touch with his dad again because their relationship is not going the way he has wanted. And I am asking each and every one of you to reach out to that one close friend, that one relative that you have allowed or they've allowed the relationship to drift and make contact. I don't care who owes who a call. Make contact because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. And as Rabbi Hillel said, if not now, when? Do it now. Write it down. Do it. It won't hurt. And I guarantee you will feel better for it. I also said in this show that nobody on their deathbed says, I wish I'd worked more. Usually the regret, and this now applies to women as much as men. I mean, it always traditionally applied to men historically, but very few people say they wish they'd worked more. They usually wish they'd spent more time with their family. So that is what we talked about today. Next week's topic on The Bruce Allen Show is, does being on time mean anything anymore? I wonder. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and the inimitable, Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. And second, my cheerleader, our station manager, Les Carroll, who is out golfing in support of a good cause, a friend in need. And it's a charity golf tournament that he put together. That is what the holiday season is all about. And I think It is a marvelous cause, and you are out of the station for a good reason. Thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.